Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Woo, it's my favorite time of the year. Oh, my God. Yesterday, I had 10 of my best girlfriends, and I took them all out to lunch. We do this every year for my birthday. We sat there for 4 hours, guys, and just had a love fest. Oh, it was just such an amazing, amazing day. And then last night, we went to some good friends to their Christmas party. The beautiful thing about it is that everyone is honoring our stipulations about everybody being vaccinated and adhering to the rules, right? So many people don't honor the rules anymore. I don't get it. I don't get it in it. You know, I really have to make an effort not to put my attention there, to every time I notice it, go, okay, I'm seeing a world where everybody plays by the rules, because we know whatever we focus on, we get more of. So I'm hoping this sacred and happy and joyous week is everything you want it to be. I hope you have a beautiful Christmas. By the time we meet again, it will be over and done with and gone. But, you know, not in our hearts. In our hearts, it can keep going on and on and on and on. And for me, that's just the way I want it. I hope you'll all be joining me for the predictions webinar, December 28th. I already have a new piece of info regarding the understanding of how we read information that comes in. They keep telling me they're not going to give me stuff till the last minute. I do know that one piece of information I can give you is, you know, when we direct things, we direct all dimensions to be joined with our divine self. Well, they're adding all dimensions and all time continuum to be integrated with our divine selves. So all you have to know is all dimensions and all space and all time. We're directing that to integrate with our divine self in creating all the desires of our heart. Okay, so I want to talk for a minute around judgment, because OMG, it's everywhere. It's just everywhere. Judgment. All judgment is self-judgment. If you don't see it in you, you can't see it in them. And this is what they want you to know about judgment, because those of you who are on social media, very apt to move into judgment about what other people post. I mean, I can't believe it. One of the beautiful young women that I did every time a bell rings, which is my lovely little movie on Hallmark, is gay, and so they played a gay line with her character, and she's getting all this hate mail. Why can we not just let everybody and honor everybody be who they are? And of course, not if they're killing people. I understand, and we have to intervene, you know, but you guys know what I mean. Why can we not just honor and accept people and their choices, and we go about creating ourselves? So this is what they want you to know about judgment. One, we betray ourselves by judging. And how, you should know how by now. You should be able to answer that by now, those of you that have followed me forever. If you're in judgment, well, that's what you're thinking about. You're looking at the negative and not the positive. So that's how we betray ourselves. And since we are the God of us, then God has to betray us. The God of us has to betray us also, by weakening our energy through the focus of judgment. Number two, they took me to the core belief and shifted it. You're not supposed to be here and you don't belong. Well, I'm sorry. Nobody has the right to judge another person like that. We're all made in the image and likeness of, some of us direct energy one way, some of us direct energy the other way. But it is not your job to go, hey, I'm judging you, you're not supposed to be here, and you don't. Every single problem that this country has right now comes from you're not supposed to be here and you don't belong. So please don't be a part of that. All energy. I honor and respect all energy. And I see a world where all energy is respected and honored. Create the world you want, guys. It all starts with you. I know until you really put this into practice, you really don't know how powerful you are. I, in my meditation, I've told you, have been working on big rain for California and seeing a lot of love around it. In the last 4 months, it's rained more than it has in the last 2 years, and big rain, and more is coming. You are more powerful than you know when you create through love. And the third thing around judgment is, we sabotage what we want and need when we're in judgment. Why? Because our focus is on what we don't want, and that's why we're creating more of it. So, you know, to know and not to do is not yet to know, guys. You've got to step forward and live the principles you know, so that this world is the world we all want to live in. Yes, it's up to you. It's up to me. We shift, the world shifts. I did a wonderful interview with Lee Harris that's out right now. I hope you all can watch it. I just think it's beautiful, and I think you'll really enjoy it. I will see if Lauren can attach a link to it if you haven't found it on the internet yet, to the e-blast. But, you know, you have to sign up for the e-blast to get the e-blast, which, by the way, you know, the e-blast and the show, Sunday show, and all the information that comes in between, they all work together, guys. So if you want to cover everything, you probably want to get the e-blast. We don't blast you with a lot of things you don't want. promise. Okay, can I go to the calls? I can. Have your questions ready, please. Andrew in Toronto, you're up.
Oh, my God, I'm first. I thought I would be, Hi, Dee. First of all, a belated happy birthday to you.
Thank you, darling.
I wanted to email you and wish you a happy birthday because you share the same birthday as my cousin in Switzerland and another friend. And I was like, oh, my God.
We're great people, aren't we?
Yes, you are. You're such lovely and wonderful people. I just wanted to share some updates. There's been really wonderful things. I finally, over 2 weeks ago, started to go to an osteopath, as you recommended so long ago. It takes me a while to get there, but I'm finally, things are coming together. I went and I found a really wonderful osteopath, and I just love it, and it's absolutely the best thing
Great.
That you have recommended.
Great.
I'm getting, my life is coming back into order. I have some structure in my life with this new job, which is allowing me to fund doing all these wonderful healing treatments and possible new romance might happen in the new year. We'll see about that. And
you
I just wanted to say
Andrew.
Thank you.
You create it.
Yes.
So you be real clear about what you want in that romance. Make sure you have every attribute written down and then just feel a lot of love about being with that woman. She'll be there. She'll show up. Promise.
Yeah, well, it's actually
okay.
A guy. So.
Oh, a guy.
But,
sorry. Well.
It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry. It's fine. It's fine. But yeah.
Well,
all
guys
really
have. All guys have feminine energy. So.
Yeah. Well, we all have the feminine and masculine energy. And what I come to realize is it's important to enjoy the roses, the life, the journey in our life, and just be in the now because, you know, and just enjoy the moment. And also, before I forget, I loved your Hallmark movie. It's one of the better Hallmark movies out there, and it's so worth watching.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I think it's really, really sweet. Thank you so much, Andrew. And thanks for calling in with all the good news. I love it.
Is it possible, I don't know if our lovely Mary is going to be in the queue, but, you know, she might kill me afterwards, but could we ask the community to send her loving, warm energy?
Well, let's all send Miss Mary. Mary Bossy, is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, the Mary, yeah, Mary in South Carolina.
Yeah, let's all send Mary some loving, warm energy. Let's all send each other
some
loving, warm energy. Thank you for that, Andrew. You bet. Thank you, honey. Bye.
Okay, that's all.
Ba-dip, ba-dip, ba-dip. That's all, folks. Lena, what's your question, babe?
Hey, so I have a question about my mom. And I did ask her if I could ask.
Okay, what is it?
So she keeps asking that she wants to go home. And when I asked her for a little bit of clarification, she talked about grandma and grandpa, her mom and dad, who transitioned.
Okay, so what's your question?
So I guess my question is, what can I do to support her with whatever decision she makes?
Well, I think you already know that answer. You love her and you respect her. Guys, we know that all souls leave with choice. Okay? We don't understand how or when they can change their mind. Okay? But also, right now, in this moment, she's not ready to leave. But I do get she's thinking about it. So the best thing you can do, Lena, is not allow her to experience your fear about her leaving.
Okay.
Okay? You know you're going to be okay, whether she leaves or not, and she needs to know that.
Okay.
All right, baby. Much love to you, sweetheart. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bridget in Colorado, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, baby. So nice.
Yeah, and belated happy birthdays again, because, hey, celebrate all month.
Oh, I am.
I know you are. I have this rash around my mouth that I am only controlling with topical antibiotics. And I was wondering what the channel could tell me about that.
Well, it's something you're eating, I'm getting.
Oh, man.
Have you seen a doctor?
Yes. I've seen my chiropractor. I've seen a dermatologist.
What did they say?
Well,
dermatologist. Yeah. What does a dermatologist say?
Treat it with this antibiotic.
Well,
keep
yeah,
it moist.
See, they never freaking go to the root cause. So he didn't talk to you about. Yeah, the chiropractor told you what?
She put me on a B complex with extra B2, which has helped me feel better overall.
Yeah,
but hasn't supported.
Okay, what are you eating that's acidic? You started...
Lemon juice.
Why don't you go off everything acidic and see if that helps?
Okay.
And they're showing me... Wow, I haven't thought about this in freaking 40-some years. They're showing me this time I visited my aunt. And... it was during the summertime in Kansas, and there were all these corn stands that had fresh tomatoes.
Yeah.
So we would stop, and I love fresh tomatoes, and my whole mouth broke out in sores and rashes, and it was too much acidity.
Got it.
Now... we are looking at a physical thing here, but also there's something that you're speaking that's acidic also.
I'll look at that.
Yeah, it's something toward another person that's kind of, well, it is acidic and kind of biting. And hurtful. Do you know what that would be? I believe it's a female.
Not what I was thinking of. I'll have to look at that.
Wait a minute. Is it towards yourself?
Always, yeah.
Okay, well, stop it.
I know.
Bridget.
No, I meant it's always in self. If it's projected to others.
Well, yes.
But they want to know what
we're back to judgment. Shocker,
yeah.
Huh?
And I'm catching more and more and more of those.
Yeah.
And turning them around. And,
okay,
you know, am I 100%? No, but I am so much further along.
Yeah, I get a big yes on that. These are the words they're giving me. Start speaking sweet nothings to yourself.
Aww,
oh, Bridget,
okay.
I love you so much. Bridget, you're so beautiful. Oh, Bridget, you're just amazing. Oh, my God, I love to be with you. Sweet nothings. I love that, you guys. Can't you all feel into that? Speaking sweet nothings to ourselves like we would do to... Oh, that's awesome. That's just awesome. All right?
Thank you, Dee, so much.
All right. Now do it. Don't just hear it.
I am.
Okay.
Love you. Take care.
Hey, and email me, will you? Let me know how your mouth is. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'd like to get some feedback from this stuff I give you. Tim in New York, you're on.
Oh, hey, Dave, thanks for taking my call.
You are welcome.
I'm listening. I've been following and looking to create some new abundant things in life. So I'm starting with the positive self-talk, trying to meditate daily and put my affirmations out there.
Good.
Just
but you haven't asked for money, Tim.
I haven't.
Nope.
No, I guess I haven't.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So how can you be more abundant and not ask for more money? That's an old spiritual religious BS thing, you know?
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I'll just ask for abundance in everything in my life because it's not okay to ask for money. Okay. Guys, money is energy. Money is an energetic exchange. It's a big hug that you have with the universe. And the more money you have, the more you share with everybody else. So how much money would you want this year, Tim? In the new year, how much money do you want to make? You see, you should have that number right. You should know it as soon as I ask it, everybody. And it should be something that you believe is possible, that you feel good about. So what do you think your number would be around?
Six figures at least, yeah.
Well, give me a six figure.
150,000?
Okay, is your energy in alignment with that? No. It's in alignment with 100,000, 110, 120, and then we fall off. So,
okay.
What is it about more than 120 that you think you don't deserve?
I'm not exactly sure. It's just
okay, well, start looking at that. Start looking at what your dad and mom and grandparents told you about money. Start looking at, is 120 what I need to just be comfortable? Or is it more than what I need? Can I invest? Can I put things away? Can I buy things that I love because I deserve that? Oh, see, now it just jumped. Just jumped another 10 grand. That's how it works. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
I'm testing it.
Okay.
Okay? But you got to ask for it, guys. You know, if you say to the universe, well, I just want something. That's like a director saying to me, well, just do something, Dee. It's not enough of a direction. So you got to know what you're asking for and then feel a lot of love and joy around it, and then ask the universe to partner with you, and then let go. Because the more you try to figure out how that's going to happen, the more you hold it away from you. Now, that's not saying you don't take action. I go into so much detail about this in Born, guys, and I just lay out the whole formula for you in the book. But you got a real good precursor here, Tim, okay?
Gotcha.
All right.
It's a book. Thank you very much.
And, you know, guys, whatever you start creating today within you usually shows up a month and a half to 2 months down the road. Your job is to get up every day and create, whether it's through the breathing exercise or whatever you do, your job is to hold your focus on love and joy around what you want all the time. And then it shows up, and then you go, well, holy shit, it works. I'm going to do this some more, and then it works some more. Okay? All right. Thank you, Tim. All righty, we're going to Phyllis. Hi, baby cakes.
Hey there, Dee.
What's up? Wow.
I have a kind of a two-part question. I'm having this weird thing where maybe it's just physical. My hip is just my right hip. I know it's moving forward. Also, I'm getting this weird numbness in my right baby toe up to my right pinky. It just comes and goes.
Yeah, you got a pinched nerve, dude.
Oh, okay.
You've got a pinched nerve.
Oh, to do yoga? Is that what I'm hearing?
To do yoga? Well, I think you need to get adjusted and release that. I mean, the yoga can the no. See, the yoga isn't going to release it.
Okay, because I notice it's not doing too much.
Yeah, I that's exactly what I get, Phyllis. But you need, and again, an osteopath I think is the best way for you to go.
Okay, so not so much going back up to my. I have a chiropractor I go to in Santa Fe, but
he can help you.
Okay.
He absolutely can release this. Well, I get a yes on that. So it must be a really good chiropractor that works with muscles and, you know. What happens when we get a pinched nerve is everything gets contracted. Right?
Okay.
Now, I'm not a doctor. This is energetically what I'm getting, but I'm getting a pretty clear yes on this. Okay? Now,
okay. Is that related?
Energetically,
okay,
energetically, it's not about moving forward. It's about you pulling back from moving forward.
Oh, okay. That feels good.
Okay. So you kind of are, in quotes, tripping yourself up. So
okay.
Just have to go, no, I'm moving forward, I'm walking forward, I'm getting where I want to go, and that's it. So come on, body, get on board. But you still need an adjustment right now to release
okay,
it.
Okay, that's helpful.
Okay.
I want to ask, I did some photography on a film set recently. I haven't had fun with it and everything. I'm getting more clear about what I do and don't want to do. And then, I told the director after the fourth shoot I did, you know, I want to do your Instagram. I want to help you with taking the photos and using it to remote and stuff. And then the director had lost their phone and I needed a break anyway. I'm like, okay. It felt
Phyllis,
like it was just like, okay.
What's
yeah.
your question?
The question is this just another situation where I'm throwing my pearls before swine, so to speak? I just kind of feel like there's a...
That's not the right
I need
question.
To go with...
It's not the right
okay.
question. What's causing all this is subconsciously you've got a little focus on what happened on the set with the shooting.
Okay.
Not that, I mean, you're not even aware of it,
yeah,
Phyllis,
I'm not.
but those of us that walk onto a set of any kind now, we have that triggered a lot within our industry. Everybody knows what I'm talking about, right? What's the actor's name? I can't pull it up right now. Anyway, the shooting where the gun went off. And
oh,
it
Alec?
Was,
yeah.
Yeah, Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. And so that's the highest word. There's an element of protection going on right now around you. Just be conscious of that and be conscious of directing what you want. And
what does that mean? Element of protection.
Well, okay. The example they're giving me is I live in a very safe area in Woodland Hills. Right over here, 5 minutes away, in Old Town, there was a couple that got mugged and held up by gunpoint. My energy took a hit about that, because this has always been an incredibly safe area to live in. Then one of the malls got broken into right down on Topanga Canyon. My energy took a hit on that. So I had to be conscious that I held my focus on creating and seeing my world and my area and my home and this area that I live in safe and secure and full of love. And that's what they're asking you to do with every set you walk onto. Do you understand?
Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
your brain is trying,
yeah,
or your mind is trying,
yeah,
to fight it. Just take the information and do the work, Phyllis. Okay? When I say there's
okay,
anything higher, I get a no, baby.
But you're saying there's an element of protection around me? That's what I
don't
understand what you're
saying. No, I'm saying when you heard about the thing that happened on the set, you subliminally, subconsciously said, oh, I better protect myself when I walk onto a set. And,
oh,
and that shuts down the flow of energy, which is what you're describing.
Okay, because I felt safe, even though it was that kind of weird, kind of out.
Well, see, you say that, I get a no.
Okay, yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay, now something popped. All right. All right?
Okay.
All right.
All
right.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.
You bet. Ryan.
Hello.
Ryan, I just came home last night to your beautiful Bupalapaloo picture that you made me holding Bourne. Oh, my God, it's going up right in front of me in my office. I love it so much. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Oh, I just love it so much. It's so sweet. So sweet. Thank you, sweetheart, for taking the time,
yeah,
to do that. Can I answer a question for you?
Well, first I wanted to say hello from, I guess, 30 miles up from the coast, because I am on the Majestic Princess at the moment. And
oh, my God.
A beautiful vista of the ocean.
Oh, beautiful. Are you having a good time?
Oh, yeah. Got up super early to do some photos for sunrise and all that good stuff. And
yeah.
One of the shots, I'm like, okay, I got my December picture for next year's calendar.
Good.
So my only question is, I'm thinking of getting this StoryWorth program kind of thing for my folks for Christmas.
I love it.
Basically,
I love
it's
it.
Where they. I'm not sure if they're going to love, because it's like putting them to work, but I hope that they'd want to tell their stories.
No, it's putting them to play. Look at it that way. Okay.
Okay.
Gabrielle,
I like that.
And Tay, and just let them know, you know, you can do it in your own time. But oh my God, I've just loved doing it. What it is, guys, is you, for a year, they get requests about writing about certain things. And at the end of the year, they're put together in a book form, right? Did I explain it correctly?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I just love it. And then it's a great thing to pass down. It's a beautiful gift. I think it, and a thoughtful gift. I think they'll love it.
Oh, good.
They will love it.
I'll send you lots of love.
You too, Ryan. Have a glorious time, sweetheart.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to Allie in New York. Hi, babe. You're on.
Hi. It's so lovely to be here with you. I love your born book.
Thank you. My question
today is, I'm a specialized kinesiologist, and I can usually take care of this myself. My jaw has been out of alignment for months, and it's a real problem because you probably know what a jaw controls. And I wondered what you can offer.
Okay. Have you seen, it would be a specialized dentist around this?
I have one who does treat that. I'm just so used to fixing everything energetically.
Okay, well, let's get to energetically, but also they're saying it would really help you if you had a mouth guard. Because you're clenching your teeth. All right, so energetically, what's causing this jaw challenge in Allie? Are we going to the sheets? Core belief, this page here, 30, 31, 32. I never want to be God. So talk to me about that. Are you comfortable being the God of you?
Definitely, yeah. Of me, yeah.
Okay. Do you know, this is the next step, you see, that it's making you clench because you're really nervous about it. If we are the God of us, guys, we are part of the God of all. So God is God is God is God. Everything's God. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's all the same energy.
Right. So can you say, I am God?
I am God. Yes.
Okay. Can you feel the resistance?
Yes.
Okay. That's energetically what's behind your jaw. So...
Okay.
You want to speak that truth, and you just need to work with your little girl a little bit, Allie. Because what religion were you raised?
Very, very strict Jewish when I was little.
Jewish, Irish?
No, just Jewish.
Okay. Well, so it's not permissible in the Jewish language or religion or any religion to say, I am God, is it?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So what I want you to all understand is that we're in the business of expanding the understanding of what God is beyond what our parents were allowed to understand. And our little people inside of us, you know, are fighting that. No, 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 that's not okay. That's not okay. You learned that a long time ago. That's not okay. Okay? That's energetically, and it goes to my big yes, Allie, when I test this. That's energetically, you're just going, no, I'm not going to let myself say that. I'm not going to let myself say that.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay?
Yeah, when I said it, I felt the resistance. Okay.
Yeah. All right, good. Good that you were able. So can you and all of you accept that, first of all, energy must have direction. And when we say I am anything, that's a direction to our energy. So the more we can proclaim I am God, the more we are God, and the more we embody and practice power of being God and directing the energy toward light and love and joy and peace. Did that help some of the resistance?
I am God. I'm a metaphysical minister, and I usually avoid saying I am for other reasons that you were stating. So, yeah, I can see where it's coming from my childhood, because I didn't think to go back there.
Yeah, good. All right, well, let me know how playing with your little girl works, because she's ready to be free, I guarantee you. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, darling. Thanks for calling in. Miss Anya, what's going on with you?
Howdy, hi.
Howdy, hi.
I'm in the South, after all. I didn't really have a question today. I'm going to save it for a session in January. Mainly, I just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my pea-picking heart for everything you and the channel bring to the table every week, the joy, the positivity, the love, the guidance, the encouragement, and the occasional, of course, very loving kick in the ass when we need it. just saying. And that's really all. I love you, and this is always home base for me.
Thank you, sweetheart.
And I just appreciate you and love you so much, and I just wanted to say thank you for that and to have a just continuous joyous Christmas this month.
Thank you, Anya. I love you too, sweetheart. It's been a joy working with you over the years. We've come a long way, haven't we, baby?
Baby. What, 2011? Yeah, 2011, I think, is when I started, when I first found you. So.
Yeah.
Very grateful for home base.
Thank you, darling. Much love to you, and merry holidays.
Same to you, honey. Bye-bye.
Oh, I'm just feeling the love today. Let's go to Paris. Shirley, in Paris. Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
I love Paris. Yes, I can hear you. Great.
I love Paris in the springtime.
And
well,
in
Paris,
winter.
And it's winter, but it's still good. It's still good. Paris is booming. You know, decorations and everybody is coming to Paris to shop. And, lots going on for the holidays. Just want to say hello and love and light to all members in the community. I don't call in often, but I always listen to everyone. So I just want to let you guys know that I'm close to you guys in heart and in spirit. Okay.
Oh, beautiful.
Andy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I tell you, because I always think of you, because I know your I just love your energy. So I'm
thank you, Shirley. I'm loving your
energy
too,
Sagittarius.
Baby.
I tell you, I love it.
And listen, since I have you on here, I have a friend who's looking for an apartment in Paris that, is affordable. And so if you have any connections or any ideas, shoot me an email.
I'm going to shoot you an email, and then you let her and send her my info to her. That's all. More than welcome. To call me and just talk about everything. I've been here for 25 years, so it'd be my pleasure, Dee, always.
Anyone
can always reach out to me. I just want to tell you that. Anyone in the community can always reach out to me. It's with great pleasure.
Awesome, Shirley. Thank you so much.
You're
thank
very welcome.
So
absolutely. That would be my pleasure.
Thank
so,
you, darling.
So, I'm calling because I seem to have put myself in a real pickle. I wanted to ask the channel to ask why. One, what it means and what this is about. I was hacked a couple of days ago, and I helped them hack me. And this is what I wanted to understand. Why I wanted to ask the channel, what's the meaning behind it, and why did I do that to me in a time where I'm really manifesting and I'm really, you know, breaking through things. And,
okay,
my
so
beliefs and
stop
everything.
Right there, Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see how you connected falling out with breaking through? That's your tip-off right there, guys. If you listen to yourself talk, there's a belief somewhere. Am I going to a core belief? Oh, this will be interesting. Not this page. Hang on. This page here, 9. Well, they're taking me to you don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. Okay, then comes mm-hmm. in the information that there is a little subconscious fear going on that when you are breaking through and creating all these things you want, you will not have enough time for you and your life. And that's going on a lot right now, everybody. Shirley's bringing in something pretty important here. And you have to be really careful. Like, you guys know that between the end of August and the end of November, I was home, I think, maybe 3 or 4 days. I just went from job to job to job to job. Now, I had been creating all those wonderful opportunities for months within me. And then I went, oh my God, this is too much. I've got to slow down. But slowing down isn't really what I wanted. What I wanted was balance. And yeah. That's the highest thing you have to claim and feel love and joy around. Getting everything you want, Shirley, and everybody,
mm-hmm.
in a balanced way. A balanced, joyful way. So, tell me, is this ringing true to you?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Okay.
I mean, the thought of time, I always feel like I never have enough time.
Yeah.
From early on in life, and also too, yes, I've been feeling that I have sometimes this thing going in the back of my mind that I have to sacrifice some part of me
yeah.
to have what I want.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's part, and I know that I have this, and so I try to work and try to. And balance is absolutely what I'm looking for because
yeah,
I have my son.
Yeah, balance is the highest word for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And to have fun. I don't want to. You know, part of this experience that I just had, I said to myself, "Wait a minute! But everything is going good, and I can see how I can create, and I can see how I can come out of this tunnel that I seem to, you know, be in. And why would I create this? And this is not the first time. This is the second time." I've allowed myself to be kind of like, you know, in this thought of spiral. I said, whoa, stop.
Well,
and so I try not to get panicky. Mm-hmm.
When things happen like that, it makes us stop, doesn't it?
It does. And
it
I'm
takes
thinking,
our attention.
Yes, absolutely.
It demands our attention. It demands. Mm-hmm. But what I want you to realize, Shirley, is it demands even more of your time.
Yeah.
To deal with it. So you're
yeah.
actually putting out to the universe, oh, I need to create time for myself. I need more time. I'm not going to create it, so something has to happen to me according to my childhood belief to stop me, to give me a reason. But guys, again, we're all in control of our own lives. We're all at choice about what we want to create. Right?
Right.
Okay. So you have to be conscious. And also, they're saying, ask direct time expansion. It's amazing. When you direct time expansion, it all, for me anyway, it happens almost instantaneously. And I get to the end of the day and I go, oh my God, I feel like this has been 2 days in a good way and I've gotten everything done. How did I have the time to do all this? So I would do that also. But the biggest thing for you, baby, is balance. Okay.
I see. And just wanted to one question for the channel. Does the channel sense I can get myself out of this?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, because I feel I can. I've got a way to get out. So, okay.
Well, absolutely. So, but just do it with love, not angst.
No,
you know?
No, absolutely.
Okay. All right, Miss Shirley. And listen, will you email me so I have your contact?
I can email you right away.
Okay, baby.
Right now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, sweetheart.
Oh, that was a good call to end with. That brought in so much teaching. Boy, guys, I got to as many people as I could today. Just know that your question was answered. So go back and listen to the call with your question in mind and see where your question was answered, because it was. Some information that came in today was expressly for you also. All right, let's say it together for a great Christmas week. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.